Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. Marshals Service says a suspect wanted in last Saturday's killing of a right-wing activist in Portland, Oregon, has now been shot and killed. They say Michael Reinl was killed in Washington State Thursday. Reinl, a self-described supporter of the left-wing Antifa movement, had taken responsibility for killing activist Aaron J. Danielson, saying it was self-defense. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports Portland officials are very concerned.
The real worry is that these two killings, you know, someone supporting the far left and another supporting the far right, will inflame an already very tense political situation here and potentially across the country. You know, Portland's mayor, the police chief, Oregon's governor are pleading with people to stop the violence, but no one seems to have a plan on how to end it.
Conrad Wilson in Portland. Police in New York City say they're looking for the person who drove a sedan into a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters in Times Square last night. There are no reports of serious injuries. Several vaccines are currently being tested around the world to see if they will prevent people from getting the coronavirus. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the decision on when to complete the testing trials will partly depend on an independent panel of experts.
The trials underway are what's known as double-blind placebo-controlled trials. Neither the person administering the injection nor the volunteer recipient knows whether they're getting the vaccine candidate or an inert placebo. This is done to avoid biasing the outcome of the study. But an independent panel known as the Data and Safety Monitoring Board does know. These are experts not directly involved in the study. They'll be making sure that the vaccine itself isn't making people sick, and they'll be looking to see whether fewer people get sick in the vaccinated group compared to the placebo group. Answers are expected by the end of the year. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The exiled leader of the opposition in Belarus tells NPR that people in Belarus no longer accept President Alexander Lukashenko. He's been in power for 26 years. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Belarus had a disputed presidential election last month.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, a self-described housewife, decided to run against President Lukashenko after her husband Sergei was barred from the election.
They were sure that nobody would support me because it was my husband who was famous, not me. And when they saw that people support me, they put my husband in jail again.
After the election, Tikhanovskaya found safety in Lithuania and spoke to NPR. In protests against vote rigging and police violence, Belarusian women have played a key role.
Our women understood that they are leaders as well, and they don't have to stay in their kitchens, that they can go and fight for their rights.
Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News. The Labor Department will release its monthly report on employment this morning. It's expected to show U.S. employers created about 1 million jobs in August, but that would be fewer than the number of new jobs created in July as the U.S. economy reels from the coronavirus pandemic. The last check showed that more than 29 million Americans were taking some form of unemployment benefits. The Census Bureau is sending out additional paper forms for the 2020 census to some U.S. households that have not yet participated. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, census advocates worry any postal service delays over the next few weeks could harm the accuracy of census information.
The Census Bureau is still collecting 2020 census responses online at my2020census.gov and over the phone through the end of this month. But many residents in rural areas rely on paper forms to do the census on their own. The Census Bureau is under pressure from the Trump administration to deliver the first set of census results to the president by the end of this year. The Bureau says it's only processing paper census forms that are postmarked by September 30th and received by October 7th. Results of the census help determine how an estimated $1.5 trillion a year in federal tax dollars are distributed to local communities for Medicare, Medicaid, and other public services. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
President Trump welcomes the leaders of Kosovo and Serbia to the White House today. Kosovo declared independence from Serbia about 12 years ago, and most countries have recognized this. The Kosovar and Serbian leaders are to discuss economic matters today. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.